Proverbs 23. And so this year's gone quick, hasn't it? And really, we're just a few Sundays left before 2025, and I know that for some it seemed like a very long year, but I think for most of us that year went very, very quickly. And I think that it's a good thing to sort of reflect a little bit on the year that was. And you know, if we were to take the time this evening to really sit down with one another and talk through the year, I'm sure there's going to be some things that come out of it that perhaps 2024 will be remembered for. And you know, we thought we were going to get away with this year unscathed as a family, and then this afternoon I got a phone call, and my angel Malachi, he's going to hate that I said that twice, but Malachi, our eldest, he was hanging out with the Andersons and the Curtises. They were having a great time, and you know, he was on a rope swing, and I think he probably didn't put it on or didn't think about it, and then he went, and then his whole body weight went on his wrist. And so it's just boys are boys, right? And so they're over there as he's with him right now, and I tried to. They're still waiting on the scan, so it's unconfirmed whether he has a break. But the first thing he asked the ambulance, the officer, was, "Am I going to be okay for basketball?" All right, that's all we cared about. But honestly, probably not, son. Probably not. So pray for him. He'll be all right. But pray for Azzy as she sits there with him. But appreciate just that the year's nearly over. All right, so hopefully that's it. But we're glad that that we've got good care, and appreciate the Curtises, the Andersons, just being with him and comforting him. I think it was probably a divine appointment in some ways, because they met good friends as a result of that. So you can ask them about that later. But anyway, Proverbs 23, and look at a couple of verses here in verses 17 to 19. The Bible says this: "Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long." And notice verse 18: "For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Heed thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way." And I love the book of Proverbs. I love the practical wisdom that is in the book, and some of God, the way God sees life is really what the book of Proverbs is about. And it's the great book of wisdom. And if I can encourage you tonight, if you're not in the habit of reading your Bible and you just want to get into it a little bit slowly, try to read the proverb of the day. And if you notice there's 31 chapters, or whatever the date is of today, like for example, is the 25th, you could have read the 25th proverb, all right? And so if young people get into the habit of reading God's word that way, and you know, for a very long time, I still did it right through, along with my other scheduled Bible reading, I would do that. But it's a good habit to get into. But a couple of verses here really speaks about just a thought of just surely there is an end. And I think about how quickly this year has gone. And really, we're still a month away from the end of the year really coming to be. And very soon, it's going to be 2025. And perhaps you're like a runner. You're looking at the finish line and you're striving to get to that place, and you're striving to get to the end of that only for another year to begin, right, by the grace of God. But sometimes we're in danger of just letting the years go on and just go from ending to beginning without really sitting and reflecting. And I think it's a good habit for us to sit at the end of the year and really recognize some things that God perhaps is teaching us, some things that we've come to know to be true because of just the fact that we lived through this year. And at times we can just sort of not really understand that in God's mind and in God's design, He puts beginnings and He puts endings for our benefit. He allows us a little bit of a reset He allows us a little bit of time to just feel a sense of an accomplishment, to really gear us up for what's to come. And I love how God didn't just make life one long day. He gives us days, and then he gives us weeks and months, and he built it into our understanding. And whilst God is above time, and he's not limited by time, God in his wisdom gave us those limitations, I think for our good and for our benefit. And I hope that you do take the time in the next couple of weeks into the new year to just really take some time. And whether that's to go away and just have a quiet week or two, or just to take some time in the morning, however you want to do that, I want to encourage you to do that. I just believe that God, being the God of both beginnings and endings, he can teach us some things as we reflect. And I like what he says there again, for surely there is an end. And it's vital that we take a little bit of time, I think, to recognize some things. And the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 7:8, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. And it's that understanding that it's better to see an end of a thing, the accomplishment of a thing, than the beginning thereof. And this is tonight just really more of a devotional this evening, to just think about some things that we perhaps can recognize as we reflect on this year. And the first one I want to mention is really simple. It's just true. Not everything turns out the way we thought it would. Right? Think about the beginning of this year. And hand up, be honest, who had some New Year's resolutions? Right? No one. Wow, no one believes that. We're just more spiritual than that as a church, right? But the reality is, whether you wrote them or not, you had some resolution, some expectation, some goal. You can name it anything you want. It's a resolution. You're thinking, okay, this year's going to be different. This year I'm going to do this. This year I'm going to look after myself. This year will be the year I finally take on that hobby. Or this year will be that year where I finally fix that thing. And whatever it is, you had it. All of us did. And we had some sort of expectation for the year, some sort of direction we thought the year was going to take. But if we were to be honest this evening, there's probably some things that we just never thought would happen. Instead of that, this thing happened. And you know, we as people, we as human beings, we understand we're limited in our ability to know how things will work out. You know, we might be meticulous, and there's many of you I know, you're just planners by nature. You've got to know. You know, you're the type of person, if you went to the movies, you'd Google the plot before you went to the movies, because you just have to know. There's some of you, you'll sit there and you have to know, you have to guess, you have to. And that's how you live your life. You need to know. But as meticulous as you are, as much as you can think about the plans of your lives, there's just some things you can never plan for or expect. And in life, not everything turns out the way we thought it would. And you know, some of you are really bothered by that. Some of you, that is the thing that is actually really bothering you right now. And somewhat, some way, you're looking at that like, God, how could you do this to me? But it's just, if you've lived a little bit, you understand that actually every year is that way. There's just some things that don't turn out the way you thought it would. And you know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 27:1 that we ought not to boast of ourselves of tomorrow, for we know not what a day may bring forth. We don't even actually know what tomorrow will bring. We didn't know that, you know, that tomorrow there was going to be this thing and that thing. And this morning we didn't plan on Malachi being a boy to do that. He is a boy, right? And boys do boy stuff. But we didn't expect that. It's okay. We just roll with it at times. And you know, we're finite in our understanding, and we can't tell what will happen in our lives. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 5:6, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. So even when you think about it, notice the Bible says, her ways are movable. that thou canst not know them. And he's saying about life that there's an unpredictability about life. That as you go through the course of the day, there's just not everything that you can plan for. Life is unpredictable. Her ways are movable. Just when you thought there was a pattern of things, just when you thought there was some rhyme or reason in the way things go, her ways are movable. Suddenly it's shifted. Suddenly the momentum is gone. Suddenly this has happened and you have no idea why. And there's an unpredictability about life. And there's times even that we're just not quick enough to adjust to the unexpected changes of life. It just so happens that way. And yet the Bible tells us in Isaiah 46:10, the God himself declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. I want to tell you though, that as unpredictable as life can get, and as unknowable it can seem at times, and even when not everything turns out the way that we thought it would, I want to tell you that there is one that does know. And there is one that we can come to. There is one that we can find comfort in. And God himself, he knows the end from the beginning. He knows. God's the only one that can see the beginning and the end just as clearly as each other. You know, we can sometimes go down a certain path in life and we might think it'll end up that way, but so often there's crevices and there's turns and all of those things that we just can't see in our humanity. But you know, we can pause at times and talk to God about it. And you know, it should come really as no surprise then that when we look at the year that's been, that perhaps as you just take some time to reflect, there have been some things that haven't worked out the way you thought it would. They've turned out differently. It's not what we expected. You may have planned some things to happen, but they didn't happen. You didn't plan for some things to happen, and they still happened. And you know, you could have done all of the planning and all of the listing and all of the resolutions, but so often there's some things that just don't turn out. And they do just turn out differently, life does. And I want to say that firstly, that happens in a negative sense, right? We may have perhaps followed our own understanding and found that it ends in disaster. You know, the Bible tells us that. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And sometimes it just seems right. Sometimes it just seems like that's, and if we're not careful, we may just follow our own understanding in things, and that then ends in some sort of disaster. We may have forgotten, perhaps this year, that God uses trials and testings, those unseen things in our lives, to bring about change and refinement. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 1:7 that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know, I think about how God, in his wisdom, he knows the end from the beginning. God ordains the end. But you know, there's so much of God's working where he ordains the means as well. And so often the way that God wants to direct our lives is in the unpredictability of it. You know, if there was everything in our lives that was predicted, if everything just worked out the way that we thought it would, and you know, there's no avenue for faith. You understand that faith is the thing that pleases God. And so he gives us opportunities to exercise faith. The things that are unseen. The things that are invisible. The things that we have to rely on the only one in the room and in our lives who actually knows. It's God himself. In Job came to that as he looked at his life. Everything was going great. I mean, all of his investments were going good. He had great returns. His family, they were just living it up. It just seems like they were in good health. And then suddenly in one day, he didn't know. It wasn't revealed to him till later. It's revealed to us because we have the book of Job. But in the moment, he just threw his hands up in the air and said, what is going on? And some of you know how that feels. You know, in a sense, the unpredictability that sometimes comes to life, and you've just thrown your hands up But you know, for us as God's people, there's a purpose. For us as God's people, there's an eventual realization, like Job said in Job 23:10, but he knoweth the way that I take. But when he had tried me, I shall come forth as gold. There's a refining. And those moments of faith that can be exercised, it's actually a part of what God, even in the negative sense, is doing in our lives to direct us and to mold us and to refine us. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. You know, the life for the Christian isn't just here. There's an eternity. There's a shaping. There's at times even a chastening, and we won't take the time, but in Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible tells us that whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And maybe you've been feeling it this year, a sense of that chastening hand of God, and it didn't work, you didn't plan for it. You didn't think it'll happen that way, but it's happened that way. And you've just been feeling God's redirection, and really what it was, God's correction. And we might even find ourselves totally redirected from our own plans. Again, there's many times where we think we know. There's many times even as we try to study through the Word of God, and those times we find ourselves going a certain way, but if we're not, we start to look, we start to understand, wow, God can redirect any time. And I think about the prodigal son. I think about how he had all of the plans for how he was going to use that inheritance, and there he finds himself empty in the pig pen, and then by the end of that year, he comes back chastened, he comes back more humble, he comes back more willing to receive of the blessings of the Father. And there's times that way. And there's times where in the negative, God allows the unpredictability of life, things just don't work out the way they are, really for our good and for our betterment. Jonah tried to run away from God. God had him, called him to a city that had a great need for repentance, the city state Nineveh, and there he gets a boat for the opposite way, and then he finds himself in the belly of a whale, spat back in the beach that he was meant to be in the first place. You know, so many times we find ourselves trying to do it our way when God really wants to redirect us for his way. And we've got to at times accept that there's just going to be that unpredictability of life. And you know, it's also in the positive sense. You know, there's many of us that we didn't predict how great of a year we've had. We didn't predict the fruitfulness. We didn't predict some of the, what we would call bonuses of life, and actually God had it all planned out. You know, we may have seen God turn some things around for our good. I think about Joseph, who right there, whatever year it was, and there he was, he had just gone through enslavement. He had just gone through being wrongfully accused. He had just gone through all of the trials that we know about Joseph. And yet at the end of his life, he understood that God, you know, man meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And what it was, he understood that there's times where we might expect the same. And maybe you've been going through a hard time. Maybe you have had consecutive years of leanness, and you just feel like you can't break out of the pattern. How do you know? How do you know that this year to come might not be the year that he turns it all around? How many of us sometimes we just get to that place where we just think we know that God won't hear us, or God won't see us, or those prayers that we've offered up, we just will never see it come to be, only for God to just surprise us because he can. And just get us to a place of like, wow, I'm so glad I stuck that through. And you know, it might be that in the positive sense. We may find ourselves being changed and growing and not as we expected. And again, Job, even in his whole predicament, he found himself enduring and then being refined. In chastening, sometimes we've got to endure. In faith, we have to endure. And the Bible tells us in James 5:11, behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. You know, God, I think, is at times, is God is a God of the 11th hour. You know, I think God's into nail biters. You know, some of us, we don't like suspense. We don't like to wait and wait and wait until. You know, we want it laid out for us, but that's not the faith life. You know, the faith life at times, we've got to put our trust in the Lord and have patience in Him that He will work it out. And I'm saying in either, what we need to do is put our trust in the one who does know. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. And we might devise a plan. We might devise our way. And we might have looked at this year, and we did. We had a concrete plan. We thought, if we did these, this is going to happen. But if you really look at it and you really start to see God's hand of directing, you're going to see that actually the Lord directed your steps. That actually in the things, the unpredictabilities of life, those things have worked out for our good. And we need to trust in God even as the new year is dawning on us. And so what we learned so far, okay, as we reflect, is that not everything turns out the way we think it would. But then secondly, that there is an end. Surely there is an end. Here's a second thought tonight. Time passes us by, regardless of our actions. Have you ever noticed that life has no pause button? Right? We're so adept at that now. You know, when I was younger, you know, our television program, we couldn't pause live TV, right? Like kids these days, they can pause, they can forward, they can start again, they can skip, they can go. And sometimes that mentality comes into life and they can't deal, right? Talked about resilience this morning. You know, how everything really hinges on us just enduring at times. And just waiting till the end to see how it all works and how it all works out. But so many times we sort of just look at it, well, if we don't do anything, then really nothing will happen. Listen, time waits for no man. And this year, maybe there were some things that God had called you and God had spoken to you about, and you just wish that you could just sort of pause. Some of you, you've just graduated, you're moving on. Maybe you just graduated university, you've finished your apprenticeship, and maybe you've just finished year 12 and you wish you could just pause life right now. And I'm not ready for that decision. I'm not ready for that. And that might be the case. But I want to encourage you tonight, time will keep going. And regardless of our actions, time moves. And time keeps going. And no matter what plans we've had this year, what we have and what we haven't done, the year has gone and you can't take it back. There's no such thing as pause. And so because of that, you need to decide what you can't put off and what's most important. You've got to decide. In 2 Corinthians 6:2, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And perhaps tonight I look around and it's a Sunday night crowd, and I want to say that I don't want to take it for granted. If you've been putting it off to trust God, the Bible says now, you can't pause. Time waits for no man. It keeps going. You don't know what tomorrow holds. But maybe there's some of you, you've been waiting to speak to someone about salvation. You've been waiting for the appropriate time or the opportune time. And I want to tell you that you have no guarantee. You have no guarantee what to do with your loved one, someone that you're concerned about, their eternity, and you've been waiting and waiting. You just don't know. You know, I mentioned this morning, next year it'll be 25 years I've graduated high school, and time's flown. But I think about some of my friends who I was there with, and some of those that actually, when I think about it and reflect, if we were to have a reunion next year, there's going to be a percentage of them that won't be there. Not because they didn't want to, because they're now in eternity. In 25 years. There's a good number of them that just have passed on. And there was some I know I had opportunity, and I'm going to answer for that one day. And too many times we put it off when we're thinking, yeah, I'm going to have another time. But listen, it could just be. In Jeremiah 8:20, the harvest is past, the summer has ended, and we are not saved. In Acts 24, 25, as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way, for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." And we don't know. And the Bible tells us that it's today. It's today. Consider today. And too many times, there's other things that God has placed in our lives that we're waiting for, and we're waiting for the right opportunity. And I get that we ought to trust in God's timing of things. We're not to be hasty, and we ought not to just react and go about without any wisdom. But I'm saying that too many times, here's our attitude: I'll just do it next year. Well, yeah, I'll just wait till next year will be better for me. Well, how about today? How about you become a better Christian today? How about you get into the Word of God today? How about you just make that commitment today? How about you just recognize that today might be the only day you have? And too many times we just, regardless of our actions, time passes us by. You need to decide that each day is valuable and can't be wasted, because there is an end. Decide that each day is valuable and can't be wasted. It's the most precious commodity. You can recreate a lot of things, but you can't recreate life. You can't recreate time. And time passes us by. In Ephesians 5:16, the Bible tells us, redeeming the time because the days are evil. That word redeem means to buy back. He's saying make sure that it's something that is valuable to you, that you can purchase, you can understand that there's a value allotted to it. And he says in Colossians 4:5, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. You know, our testimony, the way we testify, the way we live, the way we live out our faith, and you've got to decide each day is valuable. You've got to decide each day is the day that you're going to follow God again. You know, it's a good habit to get into. It's a good habit to report for duty every day. You know, the Bible calls us to be soldiers. And, you know, I think we take that a little bit like, oh, it's a nice image. God's just trying to get us. No, listen, it's real. That's how God sees it. That's God's. He sees us. He sees the reality of it. We're in warfare. We're in a battle. And sometimes we're in danger of being missing in action, MIA. And we figure, you know, at the end of the day, how come it did, and then the end of the year, well, that year went past, and I think I wasted that year. But it's a daily thing. You know, it's a good habit to get in the morning and just get before the Lord and just say, Lord, reporting for duty. Here I am. Here I am. I surrender once again. And some of you, you're really frivolous about that. You just walk around and you just think that, well, it's just another day. Listen, it's a gift. Listen, there's a duty to be done. There's a cause. And too many times we're a little blasé about the life that God's given us, and like a day isn't valuable. And too many times we just go around and we can have a little bit of a mindset that somehow it's owed to us. But it's not. And so I'm saying that there is an end to a thing. And we better take great care. Don't have another year of regrets. Don't have another year that you think you can pause. You can't pause it. Regardless of your actions, it's going to pass you by. And so the Bible tells us in Proverbs 4:26, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. And so it's really important as we think about that really time passes us by. Then lastly, tonight, understand again. Notice Proverbs 23, and he says it in verse 19, for surely there is an end in verse 18, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. He says in verse 19, hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Here's the last thing I will mention tonight is, you know, the only thing you're going to carry forward is your learning. Your learning. Learning is the only thing you can carry forward. You know, in Philippians 4:9, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. Two-letter word, do. and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, there's a lot of people who've lived a lot of years, but they've lived year one that many times. You know, there's some of those who maybe they get into, and maybe it's their first year of marriage, and instead of growing in their marriage, they've just lived year one 30 times. They're just the same as they were in year one. They've not grown. Maybe they're in their calling and they've just not grown. You know, there's some who, even in different places around the world, they've just been in that same place for that many years, and they've just pastored that place the same way they've done in year one. They've just done it 30 times. You know what the result of it is? No growth. You know why? Because they've not taken the lessons that God has taught them. They're just the same and not in a good way. They're just doing it the same way. They've just not learned. You know what that is? Stubborn pride. And yet God takes his time each year to teach us, to teach us, to teach us. Well, you know what? We're just stubborn people. And we can get into a little bit of a thinking that, well, how come we never get anywhere? Listen, maybe you're just living the same year 30 times. Maybe you just keep living that and you just haven't learned. You haven't taken forward the things that God's trying to teach you. He says, be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long and be wise. Guide your heart. See, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The things that God has taught you, it's meant to guide you. It's meant to bring you to another place. It's meant to be done. It's meant to be the guiding force in your lives. And wisdom, the Bible says, is the principal thing. And wisdom is something that God gives, and it's a gift. In Proverbs 8:11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. In Proverbs 3:13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Hey, what have you learned this year? What's some things that God has taught you that needs to be something that you work on and that you grow in and that you apply for the year to come? Or are you just going to live 2024 again? And you've wasted what God has been trying to get your attention about. And wisdom is something that he is willing to give. It's something to be received. And we understand it. Wisdom comes from fearing God. Wisdom comes from the Word of God. And he says that actually in Proverbs chapter 1. Go back to that chapter of Proverbs. Look at verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. You know, we want to ensure that the youthful exuberance at times, and then sometimes even the lack of wisdom that is in youth, needs to be just helped. And he's saying to the young man, to the simple, you need to hear. And he says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the word of the wise, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But he says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Notice again, it's being given. It's meant to be received. It's meant to be heard. It's meant to be taken in. A wise man will hear. It's to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. And what he's saying is it's received. It's received through his word. It's received through godly instruction. And there's too many who live life foolishly when wisdom is calling out to be received. And we go about and we make foolish choices and we allow foolish feelings to be the guiding force of our lives, and wisdom's crying out. And there's lessons that we're meant to be learning, and there's lessons that God is trying to get our attention with, and we're supposed to allow the Word of God to dwell in us richly in all wisdom. J.C. Ryle, an author, said he had four thoughts on reading the Bible. He said, firstly, read the Bible with an earnest desire to understand it. Don't just make it a tick in the box. It's not a law thing. And listen, it's meant to be your bread and it's meant to be the thing that you survive on. But read the Bible with an earnest desire to understand it. Secondly, read the Scriptures with a simple, childlike faith and humility. You know, some of you've read the Bible a few times, and right now you might think that there's nothing else that'll surprise you. But I'll tell you what, there's more to learn. And you got to read it again. Read the Word, thirdly, with a spirit of obedience and self-application. You know, again, if we're not obedient to the Word of God, it's so many times God might just close it off and help us just to get back to just simple understanding. But then simply read the Holy Scriptures every day. Okay, get into the habit of reading God's Word. Get into, you know, God has given us a book for wisdom. It's the whole counsel of God. And if we're not careful to, you know, even as God's people, we can grow a little cold and tired towards the Word of God. And it's just that simple. You know, some of you need to get your joy back. You know how you get your joy back? Just get into the Word of God. Some of you need to get into the habit of opening it in church, maybe. Like, bring it to church. Like, know where it is during the week. Like, get into it and open it. Have a plan on what you're going to read. And that's not just good preaching for young people. It's good preaching for you adults too, by the way. And you need to just get back into it. You never pass the Bible. All of us need wisdom, and it's just giving us. It's just there to be received. And we just need to receive it through counsel. And sometimes God will give us those who will just open the Word of God and just explain some things to us. We ought to just be open to that. We need to allow others to give us instruction. In Proverbs 9:9, give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Yeah, again, look at the characteristic of someone who's wise is someone that'll receive wisdom and get wiser. Someone who's a just man will increase in learning. And again, those things that we understand that is built into this whole thing of receiving wisdom. What have you learned? What are some things that you've sat with someone maybe in a service or in a conference or in a conversation where someone's just opened the Word of God, and instead of falling asleep, you actually paid attention. And you actually got into it, and you actually were excited, and you actually just were there with the right motive, and you forewent those things that you've used as an excuse all year, and just said, I'm just going to get real with God, and I'm just going to get real with His Word, and I'm just going to get real with the way that I'm going to receive from and take in the wisdom that God is obviously trying to get to me. We receive it. We sometimes receive it through counsel, but we receive it through fellowship. That's why it's so important to fellowship. The Bible tells us that as the day approaches, we're supposed to gather so much the more. And that's why I saw it. Sunday nights are important. I think we ought to come as often as we can. And we're supposed to fellowship around those, around the Word of God. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 13:20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And getting around those that have wisdom and those that have maybe walked down the road a little bit further. But really, lastly, we receive through a simple thing, and it's called this, asking. When was the last time you asked anyone for anything? When was the last time you asked someone for some advice? Some of you think you should be the one giving advice, but actually, no one's past that. No one's past asking for some counsel. We receive it through asking. The Bible tells us, Proverbs 18:1, through desire, A man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom through desire. You know what that is? It's asking. You ask God for wisdom? Do you ask others for counsel, for wisdom? Are there some things that you're wondering about, and maybe this year you've gone through it and now you're just scratching your head and now you're wondering? Maybe God's given someone else wisdom for it. Maybe you need to seek and ask, and you just need to get back into that habit. Instead of just, you know, sometimes guessing our way through life, sometimes just thinking, well, no one can help me, woe is me. Listen, one of the best ways to create friendship is just to just go through some things together and to really just come to a place of humility. And wisdom is a learning that really in the end will make all the difference. And maybe there's some things that God's just been trying to get your attention about this year, and you just, in stubbornness, maybe just sometimes a little bit of a lack of a right attitude, you've just gone through the year and you think nothing has been taught, nothing has been learned. But you know, that's not on anyone else. God is providing. God is giving us. And too many times we enter a new year only to relive that year again, when actually God's given us plenty of opportunity this year to gather and glean the wisdom that we need for the year to come. Don't live 2024 again. You don't need to. Learn the lessons. Glean the wisdom. Receive it. And 2025 could be very different. 2025, you could have plans and trust in God. Maybe He'll redirect your path. But understand that God is able to just lead you to a better way. Understand that time will pass you by. That regardless of your actions, regardless of how serious you take it or how unserious you take it, time will pass you by and you'll never get it back. And don't wait till the end of 2025 to then go, you know, I remember that message. No, do the things that you've been taught, the things that God has taught you. Enter into the year to come different as a result of what God has done this year. And you know, we've got another month, so take the time. Maybe there's other things that God's taught you that you need to write down, that you need to reflect on, and you need to solidify for the year to come. And I pray that because of that, we'll be more fruitful, we'll be more used, we'll be more in God's will as we approach this new year to come. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for the time and opportunity that we have this evening to, Lord, open your word once again and be challenged by it. I pray that you'd help us, Lord, as we consider the end thereof, as we consider, Lord, that this year is about to close and perhaps by your grace a new chapter in 2025 will open. I pray that you'd give us the time, even in the next couple of weeks, to reflect and, Lord, to reinforce some of the things that you're placing in our hearts. I pray that you'd bless each one. Help us, Lord, to be humble before you, to receive these things, Lord, that, Lord, we would apply it, that we would be helped by it, and then we'd be changed by it. We pray in Jesus' name.